This is DJ King. The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. This week, and for the coming weeks, is my personal podcast. My name is DJ King, and this is Mind Over Time. Mind Over Time, it is something that you can say and process in many ways. Mind over time. You can question how the mind works. Is it over time? Can you question the process of how the brain and human psychological functions have grown over time? How cognitive features and functions have grown? How, as humans, we've become more advanced in many ways. Our brain capacity has grown. Our actions, everything has helped us in this world. So why the name Mind Over Time? This first episode, I don't want to break down too much into the brain and mind and all that, but I want to focus more on evolution throughout this whole series. Because someone myself, I think a million times a day. I never stop thinking. And not thinking is something that is rare for me personally. And when I don't think, I tend to often look back at situations and say, well, how did that happen? I tend to often say, is that what I really wanted to do? Did I enjoy it? But the truth is, in this world, the things that happen are based on the choices, the cognitive function, the cognitive features to be able to speak, to be able to understand, to be able to learn, to be able to listen, to be able to process is an ongoing everyday battle. So mind over time. Why mind over time? Evolution is something that we all are going to experience. And myself included, I began to question last year, this year, I began to question, why is there evolution? Why do I have to go through evolution? But in reality, evolution is just a natural part of the world. It's everyday life. Evolution is simply humans, not even humans. It's simply, we're just living on the basis of not being content. We're not being complacent. We're growing. As a race, ethnicity, as a human nature, as people, men, women, it doesn't really matter. We're just growing. And being complacent is something that is very, very rare, to be honest. And those that are complacent often peek out at their success. If we don't peek out, if we don't branch out to grow, we find ourselves in a rut. We find ourselves in a hole. So mind over time, it simply means how we use our mind and how our mind carries us, but or how we carry our mind. It's vice versa, to be honest. But how we progress, how we as humans, how we individually carry ourselves and train our mind, because we don't understand as humans, we have full control, full power of everything we choose to do with our mind. I try to sharpen my mind on the daily. I try to be as cognitive as I can. I've been told by many teachers and, you know, others before that I'm a very cerebral person. I can have a tendency to think in depth. And when I talk, when I use my voice, when I have something, a task at hand, I can tend to overanalyze. I can tend to over-explain. And I struggled with personally how do I see that? How do I understand that? When I was told that, you know, at a younger age, I looked at it and said, well, am I not doing the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I being the wrong type of person? And it took me, and honestly, I'm still learning, because to be honest, I don't think in this world you ever fully learn something 100% or get to see it 100%. Even the smartest individuals out in the world, they're still on the path to learn more, because if you call yourself the smartest person in the world, or if you think you know the most, you know, then and you get complacent, then over time you just know the same thing, but you don't learn, or you don't experience what everybody else might have experienced, what those out there who are on the path to follow your success. You don't experience that. Playing the chasing game, to be honest. But who are you chasing? You know, I honestly, chasing yourself is one of the biggest motivators. Mind over time. Like, it has everything to do, because if you're chasing your mind when you're 30 right now, and say you're 20, you have 10 years to chase the knowledge that you'll have in 10 years, and you're eager, you're desperate to learn, to be better, to grow, without a doubt, I think you're gonna surpass your own expectations. So I'm throughout this series, I'm going to repeat mind over time a lot. That's because in whatever way you think you can apply it, or whatever way you think you can look at it, you honestly can, you can sit back and just say, okay, you know, you can sit back and just process, because understanding that over time has multiple definitions. If you understand that your mind, the mental, has so many definitions, not just in the dictionary or in public, you know, but to personal, to individual. If you ask me the definition of your mind, your mental, honestly, I wouldn't know what to tell you, because for the longest, I thought your mind was all about memory and how much you retain to be able to complete your day-to-day functions, day-to-day features, and be successful. But I don't even like to use success and talk about your mind in the same sentence, because your mind is so technical, and the brain is something that I don't think will ever fully be figured out, just because as humans, we have so many different definitions, idealistics, and beliefs. It's almost like religion to me. It's a science, you know, your mental is a science. It's a personal science, because people tend to say, you know, your mind best. But when we need to access our mind, when we need to be in a better state of mind, when we need to grow our mind, we tend to look to others. But others are figuring it out just as much as we are. So on the basis of growing, on the basis of learning, on the basis of understanding how we can be our best selves mentally, what brings you joy? Honestly, what brings you joy? I know a lot of men and women in this world that don't have too much joy. And you can credit it to their mindset. You can credit it to a lot of things. Choices. But the one thing to me is, if you sit still and you try and just move your arm, you try and move a limb, you try and do any of that, you're as hard as you try not to tell yourself, you know, even if you say it in your head, move this, move that, that's your mind. That's your brain. That's, you know, you're accessing your mind to be able to control your limbs. And I will never understand that. I will never understand it. Because I'm not verbally saying anything, but I have full access to my body. I could just think, move my arm. I could think, run. And playing sports, my mind was trained on how to play a sport. You know, my mind was trained on how to grow and be successful. So it's like when I play basketball, it's like you see the ball, you see somebody get the rebound, you run the lane. Like it's almost muscle memory. But it's muscle memory is it's pretty much cognitive memory. You know, we come to class, you sit down, you bring your backpack, you know, it's cognitive memory. You walk out the door, you lock the front door when you leave. It's muscle memory to lock the door. No, yes, it's muscle memory, but this project, this series, this just whatever this is going to bring. For my listeners out there, whoever's listening, this isn't informative for me to tell you what to do with your mind. You know, I embrace fully personal decisions on how to grow your mind, on how to act accordingly to your own rights, to how you personally feel. But what I ask to look into it is to look inward. Because we might not see our growth from the inside. We might not see our growth from the outside even too. But we grow every day. We grow every second. You're not the same person you were last week. You're not the same person you were a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. You're gifted. You're special. You're you. And that's the best thing you possibly could be. Because can't nobody in this world ever say you're like them. You're you. And as an individual, being you is one of the most important things to success, to growth, development. Just, it's a beautiful thing. So as we embark on this journey, just remember, your mind is powerful. How you use your mind might work for you in ways that it doesn't work for others. So I advise you to do what's best for you. You know, don't force yourself to live somebody else's lifestyle because it might've worked for them, because you will figure it out. Trust me, you will. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm DJ King. This is Mind Over Time, the ultimate journey through the use, the evolution, the process, and how which we as humans use our mind. So I thank you for listening in. This is Mind Over Time, right here on Penguin Radio, the home station, right here at Dominican University of California. I thank you, and I'm sharing a lot of love.